Now we go into the serious part of our spectac. As they used to say on Sprockets, this is where we dance, which only Paul is old enough to get.
Right.
Okay, so this being a science thing, we'll have a skill testing questions. There'll be four skill testing questions, and I have four of the world's experts in front of me here to help with the answers to these questions. Just a note, at the end, the profs will jump the line and go get sandwiches and stand more or less by the stairs or something. And I encourage you, again, in the strongest terms, go and talk to them. People love talking about their research. Okay? And you can get an opportunity to work with them, which will be of value to you. Or you can get a bit of a lead of someone else you could work with as well. So I encourage you, again, very strongly to do it. Anyway, now we have four questions, and I'll be... What? And if you could, if you didn't actually hear what Victor just said, so if you could exit the room on this side because there are students coming in for another class. Yeah, sorry, Victor, I forgot. Okay, so from Pavlos's talk, he had two suggested questions, but I'll pick the easier of the two. Why are clouds important? Well, weigh them back.
Because they cover 60 to 70% of the globe.
What do you think, Pavlos?
That's a pretty good answer.
That's a pretty good answer. Yeah, I don't know why I did this, but yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. I can't believe I actually played football when I was a kid, and now I can't do anything. I've become such a loser. It's just amazing. Okay, from Alana's talk, although I should do something before the week is over, like really stupid with one of these things, so the reputation is not destroyed. From Alana's talk, what is an example of a cerebellum-related behavior? Right here?
Coordination.
Okay, I guess a more specific example.
Like balance? Motor skills?
Not something I said. Someone else, something that you do that would be used to that. Just like this. Yeah.
Right next to you.
Motor learning?
I didn't hear what you said.
I guess I want more specific, like something. Dancing is good. He said dancing.
Who said dancing? You did say dancing? Okay, congratulations on your achievement. Yeah, one year, I don't know if we have any this year, we had people from physiology or kinesiology, and all of them are athletes. I hadn't appreciated this before. So I said, I hurt my arm and I couldn't throw them, so I gave them to this, and they just go everywhere in the room. It's really something. Okay, from Paul's talk, what substance gives the THG light emission from malaria-infected blood cells when he shines his laser at them? Yes? I didn't quite hear it.
Close.
This came up yesterday, but I don't have the strength to do it. Do you want to say that? Hemosomes, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry. Okay. My hearing's a little shot. When I was a kid, I listened to way too much loud music, so I apologize. So from Jerome's talk, oh, this is good because it wasn't in your talk. It's even better. Besides visual recognition, what are humans good at? Yes, right in the middle. Yes. Pattern recognition?
Well, it can be included in visual recognition.
That could be...
Pattern can be more specific.
Okay, we'll keep on moving around right here.
Problem solving?
Well, yeah, so try to think about your sense.
Drone's a tough marker. Yeah.
For instance.
That would
work. That's a good one.
Okay. Congratulations. Okay, so I'll see you guys outside and tomorrow.